Bunny Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Oh my God, I don't know. Life After Dusk. Hey, what's up, people? I know this is an unfamiliar voice. This is Goldie Honey, and I have Nay Seduction. What's up, y'all? What's good? So I've decided to fill in for my brother today. He had a little gig. He had to get down on the ones and twos. But he told me that it was going to be a little girl day, a little girl chat. How you feeling today, Miss May?
I'm feeling great. What about you?
Amazing, amazing. And so to start off, is there any opening remarks that you have in regards to the prior show or what's been going on over the last week?
I mean, every day I feel like it's a new fight with what's going on in the country right now. I feel like modern day slavery, like, and it's now the new generation, decades later, and now we have to change some things that are going on in the present day when it comes to police brutality with racism. I feel like now that Trump is in the office, he has opened, you know, racism never went away. It never went away. But now it's becoming more broad. It's becoming more broad since Trump has gotten in office.
Oh, yeah, they've been letting him cut up, girl. I know that.
Seriously.
I know we finally have been started moving somewhat into progression with them finally at least giving out or issuing the charges. We just need them to actually be indicted for them. As a start, we also need police to either be defunded or they just need to sit down and have a voice and allow us to police our own communities, and we'll call them when we need help as we're supposed to, you know?
Right.
You know, so I'm sick of waking up and seeing my fellow brothers and sisters getting laid out by these police officers with no regard to the life that's being taken, the families that they have to go home to. It's been a sad couple years since we have let little Trump into the office, for sure.
Honestly, you know, it's really sickening that, you know, we came so far when it comes to slavery and when it comes to racism, and now it's like we're back in that circle, like, oh, it's time to start over again with a new decade. Like, we have to change things, and we already thought these things were changed, you know, because white people are afraid of what black people can become.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that a lot of people with the All Lives Matter point, a lot of people disregard the fact that when you help the most oppressed, when you help the most oppressed race, that helps everyone else. We're not to change the law. To change the law for us changes the law for everyone. And so,
right.
It's just kind of disheartening to see other minorities not hop alongside us, because they feel that we're not supportive in those times for them. And it's like, you know, I was like, we've sat by and just taken whatever the U.S. has given us since we've been here, whether that's been nothing, their ass to kiss, or, you know, a little sprinkle of what we see as modern day reparations. And it's just like, you know, it sucks, because if we all were able to come together as a minority and actually sit amongst each other and talk about our experiences, the bigger groups that we need to pour into, which will be the majority, are, you know, the Caucasians, you know, then we're able to kind of have conversations with them and let them know, like, this isn't just us. Like, yes, it's us that's fighting, but this goes on everywhere. And until everyone has the same privileges as you, no one will be silent. And so that's mm-hmm. when, you know, jumping alongside Black Lives Matter is jumping on to All Lives Matter, and that's what people don't get at the end of the day.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So as far as anything that's been going on with you personally, how has your week been going with just all of the craziness that's been going on where you are?
Well, I just got back home from Miami on Sunday. Miami was great. I, you know, enjoyed myself, let my hair down, you know, met some very cool people, had a good time with my girl. And it was great. Had a great photo shoot. Can't wait to get those pictures back. Miami was definitely amazing. Although we're still in a pandemic, I was still able to enjoy myself in Miami. Although you got to wear a mask everywhere in Miami, which is ridiculous. But it was
Oh, yeah. So you still felt like you had the same amount of fun, even though, you know, you had, I guess, had to be safer.
I wouldn't say, like, stuff was open. I felt just like the clubs wasn't open, really. It was the restaurants open that, you know, still alcoholic beverages, so we were still able to drink and still able to enjoy ourselves. Went to the pool. Really didn't have to. Now, if Miami was open, I probably would have spent way more money in Miami, but, you know, it was not open like this. So I was able
okay,
because you know,
coronavirus has saved people a lot of money.
Right.
And so was it for a birthday trip? You were just going, you were going down there for your photo shoot, and you said that went really well?
It was supposed to be for a friend's birthday, but we also all planned to do a photo shoot while we were in Miami. So our photographer came from Atlanta to shoot us.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I know, I can't wait to see the work, girl. And so.
Period. I'm too thirsty to see them pictures. Have a good weekend.
You know, and so, girl, you know, so that we can go ahead and get the show going. I'm gonna go ahead and play a little slide for us, you know, Cedric, in honor of Cedric and Dusty. You know, you gotta put a little Drake for him, and we're gonna chop it up a little bit and come back to y'all with, you know, some good material. We'll be right back.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Got a dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. Don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you the passion. It's a thriller in a track. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. 2,000 shorties wanna tie the knot, hey, yeah. 200 on my brother's block, oh, yeah. Pedal off the roads like I love or not, maybe not. I don't know what's wrong with me, I can't stop, oh, yeah. Won't stop, oh, yeah. Never stop. Got so many ops, I be mistaken ops for other ops. Got so many people that I love out of trouble spots. Other than the family, I got it's either you or me. Dash aside, think it's either you or me. This life got too deep for you, baby. Two or three of us about to creep where they staying. Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. Two-seat slide, then I hit it double time. Then I hit a spin, cause we spun that block a couple times. If it's not the right time, it'll always be another time. I'm not even tripping, we'll just see them in the summertime. Whoa, yeah. Can't describe the pressure I be putting on myself, yeah. Really, I just can't afford to lose nobody else, yeah. If they moving shaky, we'll just do the self, well. If I'm moving shaky, Chels will do the himself, yeah. Solo, don't eat YOLO for real. Heard a lot about you, but we don't know for real. Next time, guarantee the truth will get revealed. Black leather glove, no sequins. Yeah, buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how it go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. Don't you wanna dance with me? No. I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you the passion. It's a thriller in a track. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No. I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Tim Ned representing Loud Music. You are now rocking with DJ Ceddy J, Fort Worth, Texas. What up, baby?
Okay, okay. What's good, good people? We are back. We are back. And I have Miss May. We have Seduction 101 coming up here.
Yes, Seduction 101. So, y'all know how people just be fake sometimes, like, you know, friends switch up. So this topic is about fake friends. Like, you really gotta really keep people. And some people just really, like, throw shade on the low. Like, you know, your friends are supposed to compliment you. Like, I compliment my friends all the time. Like, bitch, you look good, bitch. That makeup artist, she's not on your makeup. But when it's the other way around, your friend, you know, that friend is not complimenting you, they don't say certain shit and stuff like that because they're not comfortable in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need friends that are, you know, headed to the same direction you're in. You need friends that's secure within themselves, so when you do look good, they're not looking at you a certain type of way because they feel in some type of way about themselves. Like, your friends got to be able to have confidence, because when your friends have confidence themselves, they're not looking at you in a shady way. If you got friends looking at you in a shady way, and, you know, when you look, you know, you always compliment them, but they're not complimenting you, or you got some important shit going on, you graduated college or you launching a business or whatever the case may be, and they're not, you're always clapping for them, but they're not clapping for you. You're happy for them, but when you accomplish it, they're not happy for you. You got to watch out for them type of people. You can't have them type of people around you.
No, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I definitely don't rock with bad energy when it comes to friends. I don't care how long I've been friends with you. It takes having a conversation for me to have a change of heart if I feel like you're negative, or if I feel like whenever we're out and about or whenever I'm talking to you, I can't uplift you to a certain level.
or you can't uplift me. Like you said, clapping for somebody, how they clap for you. Like, if I can't come to you and say, girl, good job, you know, girl, you look good.
Right.
And you able to accept that and reciprocate it, like, it's definitely a dub for me. It's definitely a dub. What about, how do you feel about the fake friends who I guess don't know how to express, like, they can't be supported even though they want to, so it kind of comes off a little in genuine. How do you deal with that? Because I know a lot of my friends and people that I know kind of have dealt with that as they become an adult, you know, just dealing with people who, on the surface level, it's like, okay, we got history, so I'm a friend by title, but I'm not a friend by any other means, by anything else that I got going on.
And can you be a genuine friend and be a friend 365 a year? Like, we ain't got to talk every day. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do link up, it's pure. It's real. It's legit.
Yeah, that's my energy.
Your friend because of where you're going in life. Some people will try to, just like a nigga probably want to be with you just because of what you got going on. It's friends that will try to be your friend just because of what you got going on.
Mm-hmm. Or what you can do for them. Some of them like the feeling of you being a good friend and you giving them that confidence boost, but since they don't love themselves enough to know that there's a give and take in every relationship, regardless of if it's a friendship or a, you know, a non-platonic relationship or a romantic relationship, they, you know, they just sit there and enjoy the ride, and then once you make it to a certain spot, they typically drop off themselves or, you know, cut themselves, they hang themselves with their own little rope that they were just sitting by, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
I feel like it's not going to work. If your friend is jealous of you, that friendship is not going to work out. It cannot be any ill intentions in a genuine friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like your sister.
And it's crazy because I really don't like to have a lot of female friends because I know what type of friend I am. I know I'm a genuine friend. I know I love my friends to death. I know I will go to jail for my friends. I will kill for my friends. Those are my bitches. And if I feel like it's not the same love in return, we have to depart ways. Like I'm not a friend. And so if my friend, my other friend is a model, and I see an opportunity out there, and I know I can't, you know, I'm not in Georgia right now, so I can't do this modeling gig, so I'm going to try to pass it along to my friend. I'm going to tag my friend in that post, like, girl, this is, go ahead and submit to this modeling project. But it don't be the same look in return. Like, I try to put my friends up on game. Even when it comes to modeling, when it comes to business, girl, you need to, don't shoot with them basic photographers. Don't do them free shoots, because with them free shoots, you don't own the rights to your pictures. I be trying to give my friends game. See, the next woman wins.
And you want to know that word. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because when I win, we're all going to win. So I know if you win before me, I'm still going to win. If I win before you, you're still going to win. You know, it's that give and take.
That's a fact. I've seen a meme on Instagram that had said, my friend had $500,000 Rolex, and he showed it to me, but he would never show me how to get one. He's no longer my friend. Because if it's something where you feel like you're elevating in life, and it in any way makes you feel awkward or, you know, something along those lines, to teach your friend, like, hey. Like, especially if you're a friend who elevates and you feel like, now I'm at a different level to where I need to do different things, It's either you can't judge your friend for not being in the same place that you, place as you without having the tools, or the only thing you can do as a real friend or like a sis is pick them up and be like, hey, girl, you know, hey, we at level two now. I need you to reach level two with me so that we can go and ride this wave. Outside of that, like, a friendship, every relationship is supposed to be beneficial in some way on both sides.
Exactly.
So a friendship is not excluded. And if you're not getting anything from that, just like our insecure, yeah, we're saying if this friendship no longer serves you right now, it's okay to be okay on those people.
Exactly. Okay. I'm going to just give this scenario. Tell me, how would you feel in this scenario? Say, for instance, oh, you and your girl, y'all go on a little trip or whatever. But then one of the girls, you know, your friend, she want to sit in the hotel room the entire time. But we going on a girls trip, though.
Ah, yes, you know, no. When I'm out and about and it's just me and my girls, that's the time you're supposed to let your hair down, or, you know, you're supposed to be out and about cutting up, you know, because, you know, it's not about guys, it's not about us. You know, and our booze, it's our time to be who we are authentically. Like,
but ain't no nigga dope though on this girl trip. It's all us. Like, that's what I mean. Like, some people, like, you gotta know when to, the friendship is over with. Because you can be friends with somebody for like 10 years. And then after, what, 5, 6 years, they switch up. You wasted your energy with this person all these years, but then at the end of the day, it's still a lesson. You still learn some things from the situation. Every situation is a learning experience. That's why I want people to know everything is not a loss. It can be, God wants to show you some things before he puts you on this next level that he's trying to take you. Sometimes he wants to test you to see how you're going to react to see if you're ready to go to the next level.
Because you have to be shaken up. You can't get comfortable where you are to get to the next level. So those people that are around you that let you sit at that stagnant place, that they typically don't serve you in the person that you are attempting to be. And so if it's a situation where I've personally dealt with that outside of my friendships, you know, that I currently hold, I've had friends that I've had for over 5 or 10 years, and, you know, things went sour, or it just, the energy shifted out of nowhere, and it wasn't necessarily out of nowhere. You can definitely pinpoint an event, but it's just like, you know, it comes down to, at the end of the day, like, somebody feeling like the other is in a different spot, and you are, that you can't clap for them, or that I don't, it's unfamiliar for me, so I can't be happy for you. And that I have always have a problem with.
Yes, exactly. Because you should always be happy for your friends when they come across opportunities. Mm-hmm. They got something great going in your life. You're supposed to support your friends and motivate your friends so they can do more for themselves. You feel me? Because when you give great energy, it reciprocates. When you're happy for your friend, God can bless you just because you're grateful and you're happy for your friend. But a lot of people block their blessings by being insecure about themselves and not being able to be happy for the next person. They're blocking their own happiness. They're blocking their own blessings.
Yeah, because you put in bad energy. So you're putting bad energy towards that section of your life by feeling that way for somebody else. And it's all about vibrations. That's the whole law of attraction. What you think about a certain thing is what you bring to yourself. Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
What you put out. Exactly. But that's the topic for tonight. I just want to let people know, like, if friendships end, you got to think of it like it's a reason for everything. I'm big on, then I couldn't have learned this. I couldn't have grew from this situation. You know, people know me as the Model Nation Nutrient, whatever, but they don't know, like, I'm deep, like, when it comes to my thought process and how cause and effect, you know, I'm big on that. I'm big on everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, if Cedric didn't see me on this website that was trying to talk about me, like they was doing the yay or nay type shit, if Cedric didn't see me on that website, then I wouldn't be here today. You know, it's cause and effect. You
mm-hmm.
feel me? And me and
yes,
Cedric have been friends for over 5 years. You know, we've been friends. I was on this site when I was, what, 19, 20? I am now 25.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. You know, and now I gained a great friend from being on somebody putting me on their website, you know, causing the
mm-hmm.
sick. See, I think a little deeper when it comes to certain things.
And that, you know, what makes a woman attractive at the end of the day is having that versatility to you know, cut it off and kind of just give the world what they want to see, and then allowing the
mm-hmm.
people that deserve it to see the parts of you that they need to see, like what your mind
right.
is like. Like, you can look at this prettiness all day. You can look at all of this all day. Like, it's here. I can't change it, baby. However, you talk to me outside of this arena, and I'm gonna blow your mind in that area too. And that makes a woman that much more attractive at the end of the day to the people out here.
Right.
You know, male or female.
Exactly. You look good, but what is your mind like? You know?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going into relationships and situationships or dating somebody, yeah, you look good, but what is your mind like? What can you teach me? What can I learn from you?
Yeah, like I said, it has to be a give or take in the relationship, or, you know, somebody's a user. If there's no give and take, somebody's a user. And I don't do user relationships. Like, I let that go in my team, talking to people
right.
that I couldn't get anything in return from, or always feeling like, dang, I gotta teach you something. I ain't learned nothing. But sometimes you have to
right.
teach people how to treat you, but still, you know.
mm-hmm.
it's still a give or take.
That was a good topic. Great, great, great topic.
Yes, ma'am. And so I feel like Meg got one little hint something on her mind in regards to these people.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
When it comes to these fake friends, baby. And so we're about to go ahead and take it to a music break. We'll come back to y'all in just a few moments. As always, stay locked in. If you like to call in and maybe give your input on today's topic, the number is 347-202-0389, and we would love to hear y'all talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Let me see that look. I'ma throw it. I only fuck with cold killers, pussy poppin'. gorillas. Money on her mind, but she want most thrillers. Yeah. She don't need shit from no nigga. She say beat king, they the rap nigga and the trap nigga all the same. Both y'all niggas annoying, cause y'all phones ring all day. Hold up, but I know that pussy mine. Yeah. Throw that ass back and rewind. Hold up. Tattoos on her ass, she fine. Yeah. She got me stalking her on Vine. Hold up. If beat pussy was a crime, then I'd be free. Throw that ass back for club, gutter fat P-I-M-P. Let me know.
You need it, you can get it on sight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't like the others, so you're gonna discover it's that type of loving that can change your life. Ooh. I got all the time in the world, no expectations at all. I just want what's best for you.
Call me 2.5.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got all the time in the world. No expectations.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot.
And we're back. And so, today's section of Bay is going to be the top six. And the top six is going to be from the six that we would love to, the celebrities that we would love to fuck, Jesus. And so, do you want to start off number six, or do you want to go ahead and say the lowest of the hot?
I don't really have no order. Mm-hmm. I don't have no order, really.
So he's going to come out with a good hit list is what she's saying. So, okay.
I just got a crazy list.
So who we going for number six, May?
I'm going to have to go with Moneybagg Yo.
Ooh, Moneybagg Yo. Ooh.
And it's just something about the hood niggas that it's King Hood and... like his swag, that makes me just wanna like, and I know he probably got a dope ass personality. Like, if I was to sit down and have a conversation with him, I know it'd be great vibes. Like, it'd be good energy type shit.
Yes, Lord, him, and I feel like my number five is kind of the same, but he isn't as attractive in the face, but he definitely has like the swag that makes up for it. It'll have to be Mr. 21 Savage, because I don't know if you see him on social media, but the way he like he's into his R&B, he don't give a fuck. He still will, you know, turn up and go real hood on the bitch in a second.
Okay.
Like, I love me some Moneybagg Yo, some 21 Savage, Lord. 21 Savage is
okay. 21. I can dig.
So, as far as your number four, who are you going with?
I'm going to have to go with Trey Songz.
Period. Okay. I definitely can get behind that.
I've been watching him since day one. I remember he used to do them online video chats, like, with his fans and stuff, girl. That was back in the day when he used to do that. He don't do it no more. But
girl.
I'm going to have to go with Trey. I've been afraid. It's okay.
Girl, yes. Since he had on the Jenna uniform telling her that he don't want to leave.
He got to go right now.
I'm telling you, Trey Songz has always been fine. It ain't nothing that he can do that makes him look bad. I don't care what nobody throws out there. Trey Songz, he just hi, Trey.
He had a baby on me.
So again, my number three looks kind of like a cousin. It's like a cousin to me, but he's like the cousin to Trey. He's in that same category to me. Even though, I feel like he should be number six a little bit because he don't too much like us like that from what I see from who he's dating. However, the man just fine. Jesus. Ooh. Michael B. Jordan, Jesus. Lord. Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan, I'm available and I need you to hit me up. Goldie, honey. On most social media, Goldie Baby, if you nasty, okay? Okay, Trey?
Okay.
Number three.
He got a nice body.
Girl, Michael B. Jordan, and then you talking about Mr. Killmonger himself. Have you? Girl, Michael B. Jordan, that's bae. So, as far as number dos, who are you rocking with?
Our number three, girl. Number three. Let me backtrack. Number three. Who are you rocking with?
I'm going to have to go with August Alsina.
Ooh, August.
His smell gets me. Like, it's like when that man smell, like the angels come out. Like, that man's smell is everything.
Yes, the singing, and I feel like he one of them dudes that, like, outside of, like, having some good, yeah, I mean, I feel like he's one of them dudes that, like, he'll check a motherfucker, like, got a girl, bye, like, he kind of got that little bit of rude swag to him, but not with the person that's close to him. I spoke to August, I've seen that he's definitely, hey, August. my number two, I gotta think hard about this one. Who do I fuck with the most, Jesus? Let's see. I don't want to throw nobody back. I don't want to throw nobody that I know I'm not letting get the cat out there like that. Who do I want to give this cat to? Number two is going to have to be, Lorenz Tate. Now and then, ma'am. Now and motherfucking then. I don't know what it is about him. He is vintage penis. You hear me? And I guarantee you it come with some power. And I need that. I need some power, Nay.
Period.
It's so with that number one. We know you gotta get a good one. Even if it's not in order, the number one gotta be a good one.
Okay, and number one is a good one because I fucked the score. So he's my number one.
Period.
So my number one, his name is Nick LaVille. And yeah.
Okay.
He was so cool and so laid back. It's like we knew each other for years. Like, the energy was great. You would have thought that we was in a relationship. The way that we was acting was funny as fuck. But he was cool with him. This nigga had me all on his motherfucking lives. Everybody was like, who was that? Is that your girlfriend? But, yeah. And, you know, his stroke game is amazing.
Like, she said, and you get an A in my book. Period. Okay. And he is fine. And he is fine, but, you know, definitely. From what I'm hearing, don't look too hard, you know.
Had it a little buff, a little bit, you know.
Most definitely. So I was trying to come up with a good little list. I mean, I feel like the taste is definitely similar. You know, just don't nobody even think about smiling when I said Michael B. Jordan. It's up there. For him, okay? But outside of that, I most definitely feel that for sure. So, with that being said, I think they deserve to know if we definitely could do right now a marry, fuck, and kill, who we got out of the six. You have to pick one that's definitely off the list for you, that's definitely hubby material, and one that you just want to, you know, let them come on over a little bit, let them come through. Who you fuck, marrying, or killing, eh?
Damn. That's okay, so I'm going to fuck Nick LaVille. I already fucked him, so... I'm a Mary. Damn. Dang. I'm gonna have to. Damn, this is a tough one. Damn. Okay. So it's either, fuck Nick, Mary. Damn, this is tough. Why gotta be so tough? This is tough. Okay, so I'm a Mary money bag.
I'm
gonna have to kill August. Yeah.
You're gonna kill August possibly. My little August. But he love it though, now he love it. Why would you do that to him? I would have to say, let's see. Fuck is most definitely out of the six Faith songs, Lord Jesus. Yes. I feel some Mr. Marcus energy coming from that arena. Minus the herpes and stuff. I don't want that. But I definitely, yeah, we gonna bust Faith songs. We gonna marry. Yeah, we're gonna have to marry Michael B. That's bae. And then kill. I'ma kill off Lorenz Tate. I love him. He's fine and stuff. But out of the whole list, like look wise, I mean, I love you, but you know, I'm good. Oh, I didn't want to say it that way. I'm sorry, Lorenz. Sorry.
It was a tough one, because I love me some August. I love me Ollie. I love me some motherfucking August.
Ooh, that's what I said. All right, so, of them, and I don't want to kill now one of them. I love all of y'all. You hear me? All of y'all.
Okay.
So, yeah, girl. So, I definitely want to say before we start closing out the show, I definitely have enjoyed your energy. For those out there that are listening and you can hear us vibing, this is our very first time having, like, a conversation, like, outside of me joining in and listening to the show. So it's really good getting to know her and knowing that her energy is dope. I think you're amazing. You fine. And period. And you know, I see that you're doing I see you doing amazing stuff online, girl. And I know if Cedric said he brags about you, then it's definitely you definitely somebody that, you know, has a higher standard or a certain character for him to, you know, talk about you as often. So I definitely know that it's something that is organic with you, and I rock with that for sure. And so,
absolutely.
So most definitely, as always, people, I do want to make sure that my brother is plugged in here. As y'all know, y'all can find him on all social media at Steady J Dust. Y'all can also follow Human Canvas Magazine. Y'all can also follow Culinary Canvas Magazine. You know, big bro. And then you can also, if you are any type of creator and you want to start, you know, showcasing yourself or get onto an online base that allows you to kind of get online and get critiques from everybody that's in the industry, especially on an urban level, I would definitely feel like DustSpot.com is where you need to create a profile if you haven't, because it's definitely one of those sites that it's a starting point for so many things, bigger things, and it's a place to add onto your portfolio if you don't already have it. And if you are in the DFW area, my brother is, you know, he is a DJ and he's going to be at the front door making sure y'all ain't coming in on the foot shit at Pinup Cabaret. Y'all can catch him there most nights throughout the week. They are open 7 days, so he's open 7 days, okay? And so, Nay, is there anything that you have going on that's big and trendy in the area before we get off the line here?
Well... y'all can follow me Instagram, Nate Seduction. I always say, if you can't spell seduction, your ass is too young for social media.
Period. Yeah, I don't need you looking at my work if you can't spell it, okay?
Okay, period. You don't know how to spell it, you should be on social media, but Instagram, everything is really Nay Seduction, like Nayy Seduction, everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube, OnlyFans, everything Nay Seduction.
Period. And I need to try to link in with her. Like I said, she's dope. I've seen quite a few of her photos, and I've been like, go.
Yes, love.
I can't
come
wait.
To Atlanta, 4th of July weekend.
I need some net goals in my life before then, okay? I don't know what I can squeeze in 2.5 weeks, but I'm going to need some of these net goals before I get there.
Come pop up, and, you know, have a good time. Steady, already know it'd be good vibes. We be going up in the A. I'm period. You gonna have a good time with me. Period. And I'm gonna shake my ass. Period. I'll be turning the fuck up.
That's just that all motherfucking bad. And so I will say, I'll leave y'all with a little remark. I know Steady J usually gives y'all, you know, the J There's a Way quote for y'all. Today I'm gonna give y'all a little golden nugget, you know, from Goldie. I would always say just to bring it back to the focus of the week, or the focus of the forever for now, is that if you're out there and you're maneuvering and you're trying to figure out what exactly is the right way to move right now, you have to think about, if you have children or if you don't, what's going to benefit the next generation? If you're not doing anything to help or be on the positive side of that, I would definitely say you need to, you know, kind of look through your own life, reevaluate, or see, or find your own purpose. Do a little soul search and take some time off social media if it influences you or whatever. Unless, you know, that's where the money's at. We don't want y'all to miss no money. But, you know, definitely take a step back and find yourself. So that way when the time comes for you to put something onto the table, because that time is coming very soon for us, you know, black and brown people, I want everybody to have worth or have something that's worth more than the U.S. dollar.
Exactly. That's why I have a nonprofit organization to build young women and women up. I'm all about women empowerment. Because some women may need extra love than the next woman. But some women may need a little extra encouragement than the next woman. You know, I'm all about that, trying to build women up, black women down, or women in general down. You know, we need a voice,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, yeah. Even now, yeah, it's being silenced. I don't know if you've seen, like, T.I.'s daughter finally came out and said that, you know, we need to kind of step back and in this time also talk about, like, what's going on in these families, like, outside of that, you know, outside of, you know, the injustices and things that are going on. We need to talk about generational curses, how to break that stuff, because that'll make or break you. I don't care how much money you got, if you haven't fixed nothing in the past that makes you who you are, child, you just gonna be a nigga with money, and nobody wants to be a nigga with money. You want to be somebody that can help change the world, and that, you know, you can be the most ratchet of the ratchet, or you can be the most classy of the classy and still have something to offer to the world at the end of the day. Don't let nobody make you feel like you have nothing to offer the world. If you can open up your mouth and teach somebody anything, if you know how to fix a car, you know how to put something on a website, you know how to sew some clothes, you know how to style some clothes, hell. If you can go to Rainbow and make that shit look like Gucci, I need you, because I don't want to spend a Gucci dollar.
Period.
Because, you know.
Like, I ain't going to lie. The most designer things that I wear is probably my shoes. Like, I have a lot of Steve Madden heels. I have a lot of Aldo heels. But all my clothes really come from Fashion Nova.
Ooh, Fashion Nova, Jesus. Ooh, I love you from Etsy. I love you, good Fashion Nova fit. And I noticed that men know when you're wearing Fashion Nova, too. That's so you're quick. Are you bought body to the party? Hey, body. Okay. That must be a Fashion Nova fit. Is Pretty Little Thing, one of the two, you know.
That's hilarious.
Because, you know, it's all about the way you wear it, how you make it look. Like, I ain't going to lie, them Fashion Nova fits probably be like, what, $30? A $30 fit, I make that shit look like a million motherfucking bucks the way I dress it up. Period.
Yep, and the energy you bring in it, like,
exactly.
I hate when a person is wearing a dope outfit and they attitude sucks. Like, girl, now your outfit trash. It's already tonight.
You have to be confident within yourself and walk with confidence and know, like, people might think I'm cocky, but I just know I'm that bitch, period. I know I'm that bitch, and I know what I can bring to the table and my mindset, and I know where I'm going in life, and I know I'm a God-fearing woman. So, yes, I got every reason to walk around like I'm that bitch, because I am.
And they didn't tell you to hold your head high for no reason. It's the reason why you hold your head high.
Exactly.
You reach a certain point, and you know yourself, you're supposed to show what being yourself is like so that other people around you have that energy to where they feel comfortable. You know, so I definitely feel you on that, girl. So we're going to have to definitely chop it up. Y'all going to start seeing. I'm going to have to steal her away from City J, and that's just that on that. But, you know, we have to leave y'all with something for hump day. Because it's hump day, mate. It's hump day.
Hump day.
We almost done.
Like I said, I will be in Atlanta 4th of July weekend. That's what I have coming up. So if y'all want to see Nate's Seduction and pop up out in Atlanta, Georgia, no business, all motherfucking pleasure. So I'm there to play. So come now and have a good time with you, girl. You know, Atlanta is open. The city is open. So, you know, it's up 4th of July weekend.
Most definitely. I got a link with you. And so, as always, y'all, I love y'all. And people that's asking, I'm coming back. Don't ask me nothing else about the thing on the drip. None of that. We coming. I want y'all to support my brother. This is the platform that I'm on. To support them is to support me. To support me is to support them, because we're all one unit. When it comes to this Life After Dusk radio network.
Yes, we are a team. Teamwork makes the dream work, okay?
And
like,
so with that, y'all.
Seti, when I win, he's going to win. Because Seti been rocking with me since motherfucking day one. So when I win, he's already going to the motherfucking top. But to me, and go be by my side. Y'all going to get tired of seeing him with me every motherfucking day. Because when I get rich, because that is coming, and when I get on, because I know it's motherfucking coming, because God already told me that it's coming, y'all gonna get tired of us, and that's period.
Oh, yeah, and then all you can do is grow. Y'all have persistence, and I love that. Like, I love every time that I'm checking in, my brother's like, nope, gotta do a show, got my show going on. And it's that grind that y'all have that I admire so much. And I can see the organic relationship between y'all two, and I definitely appreciate that, because that's what's needed in today's time, is knowing that, you know, shoot, we can get on here and talk the best of shit. We're going to give y'all knowledge. We're going to kick something sensual off for y'all, let y'all know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring that real. Like, it's just real energy.
Absolutely.
And that's what I fuck with at the end of the day. Is there anything you have for the people, baby?
Just Atlanta, stay tuned. I got some pictures probably going to be dropping soon, you know, that I just did in Miami. I did a photo shoot. I was there. Photo shoot was great. The pictures are going to be amazing, because I had one of the best photographers from Atlanta to come out and shoot. Y'all stay tuned. Like, this crazy. It's going to be crazy. Y'all think my pictures be crazy now, but wait till y'all see these pictures from Miami. Period.
Oh, is there a beat shoot? Are we going
to
get a good beat shoot from?
What you say, love?
I said, are we going to get a good beat shoot from you, though? Did we get a beat shot?
The beach was closed.
We got to bring you back to Miami.
We had the pool, though. We made it work with the pool. I'm trying to tell you.
Ooh,
we made it work.
Because, period, the pools are definitely closed out here, so I know that vibe was on something else out there, being in a whole other city,
God.
Sipping your drink. Ooh, I need that in my life. And so most definitely, like I say, y'all, most definitely check out all social media, check out thespot.com, sign up, create a profile, get active, because for us to grow means y'all get to grow. The more exposure we get, the more exposure we can get to y'all. And we can't do it without y'all, and y'all, you know, I definitely can't do it without Nay, I can't do it without Fetty, I can't do it without any host on Block Talk Radio in general. If y'all are out there and y'all are listening and kicking, come over and kick it with us, you know, chime in, and we, you know, we definitely return the love, you know. If y'all rock with us, we rock with y'all. So with that being said, y'all, I love y'all. See y'all on the next episode. Keep lifted. And just so Fetty J can be in the spirit, y'all have to know, when there is a J, there is a way, and that's it on period.
Period. And y'all know I always say this. I shouldn't be telling myself this in Miami, but if you go help, please do it responsibly.
And that's just that on that. Y'all have a good hump day. We'll see y'all on the next one. Love you, girls.